6 years ago, I was here at Edgerton Park on a beautiful day just like this, and the performer that night headlining was Richard Thompson, and he had a character in a song called Red Molly. So I think we're about to meet a trio of Red Mollies. Would you please give a warm hand to Red Molly? Woo!
And the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline, and it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you will never leave Harlan alive. Well, my granddad's dad walked down Cataranda Mountain, and he asked Tilly Helton to be his bride. Yeah, he said, walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive.
New Haven.
That's right, New Haven.
New Haven.
Not New Haven.
New Haven.
Yes. We have been educated by the local. She's our brand new bandmate. We're so excited. I'm going to go ahead and introduce her right now. She lives right across the street, or she grew up right across the street over here, hanging with all the musicians every year at this festival. Her name is Molly Venter.
And thank you. I'm really nervous, or maybe my mom makes really strong coffee, but my heart is racing. And to my right, singing lead on that last song, is the very wonderful Laurie McAllister.
And coming to you from the hotbed of folk, country, and bluegrass music, Jersey City, New Jersey, our dobro player is Abby Gardner. Thank you. Oh, goodness. So we're going to keep it going with a song I made up. This one is called Jezebel. See that girl? Swinging hips, midnight hair, and the ruby lips. Just one look in her emerald eyes, and you might as well just say goodbye. Alone. Whoa.
as the chaos subsides, I'm sorting out lies I've come to believe. Oh, my fingers are shaking as I rip the nail off with my teeth. And I got friends around me, so close I go throw a stone. Boy, I have trouble relating when I'm self-medicating and overexposed.
Goodness, we are having such a good time so far. Last night, I got to, well, Abby and I both got to sleep in the room that Molly grew up in.
And, so fun!
Yeah, we're having a really good time with our new bandmate. She just joined us. For those of you who don't know, she just joined us. August 6th was the official date that she joined us. Isn't she great? I think we'll keep her.
I think I'm lucky.
And she really fits right in many, many ways. One of which is that she likes the dark love songs the same way we do. So when we suggested adding this song to our set, she agreed. This song is called Does My Ring Burn Your Finger?
And I can't keep from crying. buried in a shallow grave. Did you think it was too far gone to say?
Julie Miller wrote together. That's right. And we like the humor that happily long-time married couples have. My mom, did you get this? She read me this this little quote by Jessica Tandy. I think you got it out of the pamphlet from Shakespeare in the Park that happened last week. Was that it? Anyway, so she read it in it. And they were asking Jessica Tandy, so you've been married forever. Did you ever consider divorce? And she goes, divorce? Never. Murder? Maybe. We laughed. Dad laughed a little. And this is a bittersweet love song. It's one of my favorites. It's by Doc Watson.
People have been asking us where the name of the song is called Your Long Journey. And Molly brought it to the band, and people keep asking after the show, where can we get that on a CD? And, we don't have it on CD yet because it's been too soon. But we want to let you know that we will be recording as soon as possible with this new configuration to get some of these songs down.
Soon.
Yes.
God has given us years of happiness here. Now we must part. And as the angels come and call for you, the pains of grief tug at my heart. Oh, my darling. My darling.
It's gotten better and better over the years. It wasn't always here during the day, and we want to get in that little silvery bikey bullet thing and take our picture. And
yeah, we are having an amazing day. Can we have a round of applause for everybody who does and sets up the Connecticut Folk Festival?
And our friends on sound, that's really great, thank you.
We got Chad and Ryan on sound, everybody. A round of applause for them.
Really good.
So back in 2004 at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, Alvy and I formed Red Molly with our third member, Carol Ann. And we pretty much started the band because of a singer-songwriter named Gillian Welch. And Alvy and I were talking about how much we love her and her music, and we were walking up a hill, and by the time we got up to our campsite, we announced to everyone that we were going to form a band, and we only had one song. And then we actually did form a band. So, yeah, this is a Gillian tune called Tear My Stillhouse Down.
No stone in my head, no flowers on my tomb, no gold-plated sign in a marble-pillared room. The one thing I want when they lay me down, when I tear my stillhouse down, oh, tear my stillhouse down, let it go.
Yeah, that old cow.
there's a young one up here dancing around to the music. I saw some sweet little girls in sundresses dancing to our songs, and parents are always coming up to us saying, "Oh, Red Molly, our little girls love you. They know all the words to all your songs." And all we can say is, "We're sorry."
So we're excited walking around looking at all the awesome energy-saving tips we have here. On the road, we try to be a green band, even though we're Red Molly. We like to be green as well. So we're gathering some tips. I don't know if we can do the composting on the road.
That'd be so gross, Abby.
That would be gross. We'd have to like strap it to the roof somehow. But instead of a tour bus, we do take a Toyota Matrix all around. So that's pretty green.
Can we get away with a ballad here? I know that the professor of bluegrass got you guys really riled up with some real toe-tapping bluegrassy music. We're just gonna take it down for a moment. Oh, because it's a Nancy Griffith song. This is a Nancy Griffith song, and we're sad she can't be with us this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That goes out to Nancy. So we've got a couple more for you. And did want to let you know that we love playing in Connecticut. We've played, maybe 5 times at the Sounding Board in West Hartford. We love that place. And we do have a Connecticut show coming up in November, I believe, at Infinity Hall. I know it's not especially close to New Haven, but I think it's in some other town. Norfolk? Okay, good. I'm glad you know. I think it's in some other town. It probably most likely is in another town. So anyway, check out redmolly.com. Also, we did want to let you know that we did put out a brand new CD called James back in February of this year, and it's available over there at the CD sales, and we have all of our Red Molly merchandise. We also have solo CDs, and in particular, Molly's solo CD is new for our for the Red Molly merchandise. She put it out in 2008, and it's got her tune called Shaky Ground on it, plus a lot of other beautiful songs. Abby and I listened to that record over and over, and it became obvious that this is the right person for our band. So check it out. It's called Love Me Like You Mean It. And now we have another tune here written by Randy Weeks. This one's called Can't Let Go, and it's on our new CD. Just so.
Told you, baby, one more time. Don't make me sit all alone and cry when it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water, a cat in a tree. You don't want to talk to me when it's over. Ever. I know he's out there somewhere. Alright. Turn off the shovel like you turn off a light. You went off and left me. Just stay right on the tour. I know, but I can't let go. And round the corner, something I see brings me back to how it used to be when it's over.
Well, we are we're just so honored to have been booked here. There's such a great lineup all day long, and we've been singing a certain song to close out our shows for the last couple of years. It's a song called "May I Suggest," written by Susan Werner. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Susan Werner. May I suggest, to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life? May I suggest this time is blessed for you, this time is blessed and shining almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I suggest to you, why I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. A secret world, a treasure chest to you, a private scene. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. Oh, I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a that's been expressed in you, the hope of seven generations, maybe more. This is the faith that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done before. Inside you, inside you, you know what's yours to finally set right. And I suggest to you, and I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song comes from the west to you, comes from west, comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song very close to you, to see how very short the endless days will run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends, we'd give anything for one more hour of light. May I suggest this is the best part.